3.
Thank you.
Good morning and welcome to St. Benedict's. We have a hitch with sound system this morning, so I'm afraid we're back on the older microphone, so we apologize if the sound quality is not as good as it has been the last couple of weeks. We'll get it sorted for next week. It's wonderful to have Anne playing with us this morning. Thank you, Anne and John. It's good to have you here. Let's take a moment of silence just to bring ourselves fully present. Thank you. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who before the passion of your only begotten Son revealed his glory upon the holy mountain, grant to us that we, beholding by faith the light of his countenance, may be strengthened to bear our cross and be changed into his likeness from glory to glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the second book of Kings. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of prophets who were in Bethel came up to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know what that day the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The company of prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that day the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know. Be silent." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the company of prophets also went and stood at some distance from them, as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water. The water was parted to the one side and to the other. until the two of them crossed on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you." Elisha said, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit." He responded, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet, if you see me as I am being taken up from you, it will be granted you. If not, it will not." As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah ascended in a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha kept watching and crying out, "Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." But when he could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm today is a portion from Psalm 50. The Lord, greater than all gods, summons the earth from east to west, makes the light to shine from Zion, beauty beyond compare. The Lord will not be silent, but comes in fire and storm to summon earth and heaven as witness to our trial. Gather the faithful who seal my covenant with sacrifice. The heavens will testify that God, our judge, is just. A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For if we do not proclaim ourselves, we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Two weeks ago, I talked about Dimension 5 Plus, and how we can no more imagine what it is like to live outside of the space-time continuum than a fish can imagine living out of water. Both mean death. Death to life as we, or the fish, know it. But we get glimpses. We get glimpses of a different reality which we call heaven, where the reign of God is 100% realized. Today's gospel reading shows Jesus and three disciples getting a taste of that other world. Here, Moses and Elijah are still alive. Here, Christ is so full of God that the disciples can see Jesus transfigured, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. When Moses, back in the early days, when Moses went up the mountain and communed with God, his face became so full of light that other people couldn't look on him. But this isn't just Jesus' face, it's his clothes as well. He becomes somehow quite different because in that moment the veil between the dimensions is removed until, oh so quickly, the cloud comes down and the moment passes. Yet in those few moments, the disciples glimpsed something they will never forget. They glimpsed another dimension. They glimpsed the reality of Jesus the Christ in all his fullness. The early church understood that Christ is manifest in creation. And as the poet Jared Manley Hopkins put it, Christ plays in 10,000 places. Christ plays in 10,000 places, and that includes in you and in me and in our neighbor. The Apostle Paul understood Christ to be the first of many siblings who would be his body in the world. And Jesus himself told his disciples that they would be able to do what he did. So I want to suggest to you this morning that transfiguration may not be something that only happened for Moses and then for Jesus. Because if transformation is really nothing more than the sudden revealing of God's presence, the revelation of the reality that is being played out in Dimension 5+, if transfiguration happens when Christ's true nature is seen, then transfiguration can happen anytime, anywhere, in any of the 10,000 places where Christ plays. Now, I'm sure that you will have had an experience of going to a church or a beautiful natural place and feeling this is a special place, a place where God is close. There is something about a building like this one that's been prayed in for so many years. It becomes resonant with prayer and with the Spirit of God. But I have been thinking that we as individuals, as couples, as families, as households may also become resonant with the presence of God. We are used to God's presence coming close to us as we gather and share in the sacraments. But God also comes close to us when we are physically distant from one another. And when we invite God, when we cultivate that presence, God is gracious to accept our invitation and come even closer. You know, we sometimes think that prayer is about asking for things, but no, prayer is about cultivating the presence of God so that we may live the reign of God here and now. I was in a meeting yesterday with almost 100 people from around the world, many of whom I knew when we were in our idealistic 20s and young 30s. One of them was saying that he no longer finds the metaphor of a network of light helpful. A network of light which links those who are working to manifest spirit in their lives. But for me, it's quite the opposite. I have a growing sense of being connected to each of you and to those people of goodwill who are working for the common good, who are working to manifest the love of God as they understand God, who are in the more than 10,000 places where Christ plays. And it works for me to think of that being like a whole network of light all around the globe. The connection that we have to the Christ through the Holy Spirit links us with all of humanity, indeed with all of creation, just like a rock in a river is linked with the whole of the river by the water pouring over and around it. and the connection we have to the Christ through the Holy Spirit links us with heaven. I think we can consciously cultivate the presence of God so that wherever we go, God is felt, just like in a great cathedral or a monastic chapel. That is what I long for, what I pray for daily, that I may be walking so closely with God, so rooted in Christ in creation, that God's presence may pervade the space around me like a beautiful perfume, so that the space may be open for miracles to happen and all beings to be drawn closer to God. Holiness is not about being good, it is about being filled with Christ. Imagine how it might be if through the grace of God, wherever you went, those around you found themselves strangely touched, found their hearts warmed, found themselves thinking about God, finding God in a new and life-sustaining way. You will remember the account that Thomas Merton gives of suddenly understanding that we are not separate. He wrote, "In Louisville, at the corner of 4th and Walnut, in the center of the shopping district, I was suddenly overwhelmed with the realization that I loved all these people, that they were mine and I theirs, that we could not be alien to one another, even though we were total strangers. It was like waking from a dream of separateness, of spurious self-isolation in a special world. This sense of liberation from an illusory difference was such a relief and such a joy to me that I almost laughed out loud. I have the immense joy of being man, a member of a race in which God himself became incarnate. As if the sorrows and stupidities of the human condition could overwhelm me, now that I realize what we all are. And if only everybody could realize this. But it cannot be explained. There is no way of telling people that they are all walking around shining like the sun. Then it was as if I suddenly saw the secret beauty of the hearts, the depths of their hearts, where neither sin nor desire nor self-knowledge can reach, the core of their reality, the person that each one is in God's eyes. If only they could all see themselves as they really are." That was Thomas Merton. If only we could see ourselves and each other as we really are. That is transfiguration. So maybe transfiguration is also in the eye of the beholder. When we can see Christ in one another with God's eyes, then we see the beauty and the grace. Then others are transfigured and made beautiful in our eyes because they are beautiful to God. In our baptismal vow, we promise to seek and serve Christ in all persons. That means looking for the beauty, looking for the Christ who is playing there. We are transfigured when we are centered in Christ and radiating God's love. Others are transfigured when we see them as God's beloved. It's not easy. It takes work. But we are not alone. We are not alone in seeking to live the reality of Dimension 5 Plus here and now. We are part of a great communion of saints, a vast network of light where the little light that we can radiate connects with others and with the Christ life. And so the grace of God, the abundant, astonishing, unconditional love of God which brought this whole experiment into being, and which led God to experience death to bring us into life, that amazing grace of God gets shared, and our knowledge of it grows and grows until we are indeed living heaven on earth. Let us join in the affirmation of our faith using the words of the 4th century church. We trust in one God,
the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We trust in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We trust in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We trust in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray for the church and the world. Grant, O merciful God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. From the Anglican Cycle of Prayer, pray for the Anglican Church of Canada. From the Diocesan Cycle of Prayer, pray for all who serve outreach ministries in the greater community that provide housing, shelter, and advocacy for the homeless, particularly Los Osos Cares. In our parish, pray for continued healing for Jane Wu, John Cribb, Ann Edwards, Ruth Turner, Kathy West, Daphne Myers, Barbara Hirahara, Art Stevens, Bill West, Steph Schumann, J.W., Emily Young, Shirley Chaywell, Doreen Hughes, who is in hospice care. For all who work with the mentally ill and violent, especially Christy, and for all whose hearts are awarded by mental illness. We also received two over Facebook. Paul, pray for Paul Strid, who will die fairly soon of leukemia. And Karen and Steve Cake asked us to pray for Karen, who's in the AG hospital for her breathing difficulties, but her spirits are good, and she has her cell phone with her, so she is probably with us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We commend to you your mercy, all who have died, that your will for them will be fulfilled. And we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Hasten, O Father, the coming of your kingdom, and grant that we, your servants, who now live by faith, may with joy behold your Son at his coming in glorious majesty, even Jesus Christ, our only mediator and advocate.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
May the all-compassionate God have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
And the peace of Christ be always with you.
And always so with you.
Creator of heaven and earth, because in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have caused a new light to shine in our hearts, to give the knowledge of your glory in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
Oh, grace and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Saviour and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sin. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection unto your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with blessed Mary, blessed Benedict, and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation.
By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Amen. Holy One, in union with your people at every place in your church where your Holy Eucharist is being celebrated, we offer you praise and thanksgiving. We long to be united to you and to become one with you. Since we cannot receive you today in the bread and the wine, we ask that you will nonetheless meet us in this moment and enter our deepest places, filling us with your never-ending love. In response to your loving call, we come to you with open hearts and minds, that we may be filled with your indwelling Spirit and enabled to love and serve you with all of our hearts, minds, souls, and bodies. May nothing ever separate us from you. May we live and die in awareness of your love. Grant, O Lord Jesus Christ, that as the hem of your garment touched in faith, healed the woman who could not touch your body, so our souls may be healed by faith in you through your tender mercy. O Christ, who lives and reigns with the Creator in the unity of the Holy Spirit, ever one God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Father of lights, from whom comes every good and perfect gift, keep us in the light of Christ to shine in your world, that all may believe in you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. God's blessing be with you. Christ's peace be with you. The Spirit's outpouring be with you, now and always.
Amen.
Please do check your emails for the Benediction Weekly, which has all the information for this week. But I wanted to mention that Lent starts on Wednesday. So we're going to be saying our final Alleluias for a few weeks in just a few minutes. But this year we will not be having imposition of ashes for health reasons, because I'd need to get too close to you if I was going to put ashes on your forehead. So we will have ashes and blessings to go outside the Abundance Shop on Wednesday morning from 8 until 10:30. And you're welcome to come by and we will give you a little thing with ashes and a prayer to say when you put the ashes on yourself, and then a little towelette to get the ashes off your fingers afterwards. So please do consider coming, and thank you to Sarah and the Altar Guild for setting that up. And then at 12 noon, there will be a service which will be led by several of the clergy of the San Luis Obispo Deanery. That will be on Zoom, using our Zoom room, so you should know the address. If you are not able to catch it at noon, it will be live streamed onto Facebook, so you will be able to join in later in the day. And that will be a traditional Ash Wednesday liturgy with Father Matt Conrad reflecting for us. So I do hope that you'll do that with us on Wednesday. And remind you that there is coffee hour on Zoom after this, and if more than, say, 7 people come, we will be playing with breakout rooms again. Thank you again to Anne and to John for the music this morning, and to Jay for the technical, and hopefully by this time next week we'll have worked out why the sound system suddenly quit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.